When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back in, TFA fam. Back again. We are back again with some running back sleepers for this week. Some guys you want to be plugging into your lineup if you're in a pinch, flex options, whatever. We're here to help you out. So let's jump right into it. Cody, hit us with the goodness. Who's some of your running back sleepers for this week?
We got that good, good. I have one guy who you can grab off of waivers and another guy who you should be paying attention to throughout the week. First guy I'm going to talk about, Latavius Murray. Now, there's not a high ceiling here, but we're not, you know, not expecting high ceilings. We're talking about RB3s and flex level guys. But that is where Latavius Murray has made his fantasy living this year while he was healthy. He had 4 touchdowns in 6 games played. Lev Bell was released. Latavius Murray came back to practice, which is, you know, you could just switch if, you know, read between the lines of what was going on there. That's what we all assume is going to happen. Even with the one thing I do want to note here and why I like Latavius Murray as a flex level kind of running back, you know, even as on his first week back from injury, Devonta Freeman playing well. He really only had like that one like really good game, though. So that's why I think Murray can come back and kind of be that 1A guy again. Even with Latavius Murray not playing since week 6, he has 10 carries inside the 20 to Freeman's 6 and 5 carries inside the 10 to Freeman's 4. So he's going to be touchdown dependent. So you're kind of looking at him as almost like a tight end, you know, back end tight end one, that sort of way, because you're really counting on that touchdown to make him a flex level play. But if you're desperate for running back this week, he's only rostered in 25% of ESPN league. So you can go and snag him off of waivers. And the other guy that we need to talk about is Jeff Wilson. Now, Elijah Mitchell's status is kind of up in the air. He was dealing with, a fractured finger, had an operation on it. Kyle Shanahan was asked, and he said he might be able to play, so we don't really know. But pay attention to the injury report as we go through. He's only rostered in 11% of leagues right now. Something that I thought was interesting was Elijah Mitchell basically played like the same number of snaps. His snap share was a little bit lower, but if you just look at the raw numbers, basically what he had been playing all year, Jamichael Hasty was out. That brought Jeff Wilson up. Wilson did see 10 carries in this game. Now, maybe that was part game script, but we know that Jeff Wilson has a history in this offense. Jamichael Hasty hadn't seen more than 5 carries all year long in any one game. So if Elijah Mitchell misses this game, Wilson is 100% the guy I want. I'm not messing around with Jamichael Hasty.
Yeah, so for me, I want to talk about a couple of guys. One that was a decent waiver ad this week and may still very well be available in your leagues. And then another guy that has been very, very, very Jekyll and Hyde this year. And almost actually, you just have to play him on certain weeks, because every other week this man has had a really good game. And then the next week he sucks. And that is Myles Gaskin. I mean, literally, that's his game. If you look at his game log, it is hilarious to look at, but it is 100% the truth. Odd games, he does terribly. Or he does well. Even doesn't do good. So, and we are in an odd number week here. So this is his week. Time to shine. So let's talk about some Myles Gaskin. On the season, he has a 60% snap share with a 59.9% opportunity share, 21 red zone touches, 3 goal line carries. He's averaging about 14 looks per game with a 12.6% target share, 500 total yards, 4 touchdowns, 11.5 fantasy points per game. Now, listen, here's the good news, okay? The good news is they're playing the goddamn Jets, all right? The Jets are terrible against the run. And when I mean terrible, I do mean next level terrible. They have allowed 31.6 fantasy points per game. The next closest is 24.9 fantasy points per game. You know, even like a point or two a game more is a lot. We're talking about over 6 fantasy points per game more they are allowing to opposing running backs. They have just been truly terrible. They've allowed 17 rushing touchdowns. The next closest is 12. 12 is the next closest. They've allowed 20 total touchdowns to running backs this year. It is absolutely embarrassing. They've allowed, like I said, the most fantasy points to running backs. They're also, surprise, surprise, 32nd in pass DVOA and 31st in rush DVOA. So, Myles Gaskin. I'm sure, you know, everyone's going to want to play Myles Gaskin this week, and I'm sure all of a sudden Salvin Ahmed is going to take over and just get all these touches. That's just the way it works. But on paper, fantastic matchup for Myles Gaskin, and I don't know how he could fuck this up because this is the best matchup you could possibly want for any running back. So I like Myles Gaskin this week. And then the other guy I want to talk about is Deontay Foreman. He's a guy that, you know, for a lot of people wanted to pick up this week, but he's really looking like he's going to be the best back, or best running back in this backfield to kind of take over. He's a little similar to a Derrick Henry. Obviously, he's not Derrick Henry, but, you know, big physical running back, 6 foot, 233 pounds, big dude. He's only played in two games on the season. However, you know, we saw week nine, he had 22% of the snaps, 5 carries, didn't do a whole lot for 29 yards. But week 10 against New Orleans, which is a really good run defense, he played 36.2% of the snaps. He had 11 carries, 7 routes, 2 targets, 2 receptions, 78 yards, 9.8 fantasy points there. No touchdowns yet on the season. But this week, he gets a fantastic matchup against Houston. I really do think that he is going to take over this backfield. He is going to be the lead back here. Adrian Peterson is just dust. He's dust. I'm sorry. He's dust. You know. But I think Deontay Foreman shows he still has a little bit of juice left. And this Houston Texans defense is not very good against the run. That's where you want to attack them. They've allowed the 6th most fantasy points to the position as well. So I like Deontay Foreman as a low key sleeper this week, somebody that you can plug into your flex option and feel pretty good about in a really good matchup against them. So I like Deontay Foreman. I think they're going to be a really positive game script. And I could see him getting double digit touches this week. Once again, so I like Deontay Foreman as a guy, and then just a couple other guys that's kind of stood out to me. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Cordarrelle Patterson, if he's going to start or not. We'll see on that. If he does not, I think Wayne Gallman makes some sense. He is a true game time decision for Thursday night, so we'll see on that. But Wayne Gallman could be interesting. I don't love it against New England. I think they're going to fall behind, and I don't know how much pass catching work he's going to see. So that could be an option. Chris Carson, I do want to mention him. He is yet to return to practice. It doesn't sound good for this guy, to be honest with you. He has not practiced all this week, so it sounds like it's going to be Alex Collins again, so he may be in play as a flex option. And then other than that, I will say this. For overall this week for the running backs, thank God we're finally starting to get all these guys back. I mean, Saquon sounds like he's going to be good to go this week. Alvin Kamara sounds like he's back this week. The other running backs, Miles Sanders is back this week, so that's good for him. We'll have to see how that plays out for him. Nick Chubb, as long as he can clear, gets a god matchup against Detroit, who will have the 2nd most fantasy points to running backs. So thank God we're getting all the running backs back. But I digress. I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Be sure to hit like and subscribe. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Are you listening? Damn.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.